WBFY Belfast. Thank you for tuning in. It's 6 p.m. We're WBFY LP 100.9 FM in Belfast, Maine, and we're getting ready to go to the start of the coaches show. You're going to be, this is the Belfast area sports with Coach Goff, and we're getting ready to switch to them now. Stand by.
During season, then it then it's
right.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Belfast Lions sports show. This is Coach Brian Goff. We're going to be doing this every Monday night at 6 p.m. You can hear us on 100.9 local FM, WBFY. You can also listen to us anywhere in the world on BelfastCommunityRadio.org. Here's our third show. Last show, we had Coach R. Fairbrother on, assistant head football coach for your Belfast Lions. Things got a little tight on time. We didn't get to touch upon everything we wanted to touch upon. So I've invited Coach Art back to the show. We're going to finish things off and give you a preview of the 2020 Belfast Lions and also talk about our big win that we had on Friday night against Oceanside in 7-on-7. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me back. It's a privilege to be back on and talk a little football and talk about the players on the 2020 Belfast Lions football team.
Absolutely. Let's get right to it. Big win on Friday night, second game, 7-on-7, got back in the win column, went down to Oceanside, which is in Rockland, Maine, won the game 24-0, felt good. I saw a lot of the same things I saw in week one, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of guys fired up, a lot of guys making great plays. And you, myself, Coach Jamie Potvin, and Logan Walsh, coaching our rear ends off. Just want to get your thoughts on the big win on Friday night.
Thought overall is a good game. Tough beginning. Weather was difficult in the first half and slippery field, slippery ball. A lot of emotions because Oceanside is probably one of Belfast's bigger rivalries. We beat them last year 7-6 down there on their field, and so the kids were really pumped up. And I think in the first half we saw that with several catchable balls that were not caught. But came out in the second half. The rain kind of subsided. And really just kind of did what we were supposed to do and had a much better second half and ended up winning 24-0. The defense played stellar all night. You know, Keegan McGowan had two more interceptions, gives him four interceptions in two games. And just a great, great effort there by our defense on Friday night to shut out Oceanside.
Absolutely. Like you said, defense was stellar. They barely moved the ball on us. Drops kind of shot ourselves in the foot the entire first half. I think we scored with about 30 seconds left in the first half. Nice drive. Keegan found Drew Abelon in the back of the end zone, streaking across the back, hit him in stride for a touchdown. There was only about 15 seconds left at that point, so we got to the half up 6-0. And then, like you said, you know, once we got the jitters out and stopped using the rain as an excuse, you saw guys catching the football really well. Chris Kelly had a number of good catches. Mr. Reliable, Tanner Vayhew, had two touchdowns for us. A nice post route from about 50 out. And then had that nice toe touch in the corner of the end zone to keep his feet in bounds. It looked like an NFL play from where I was standing. The other touchdown came from Caden Bonin, which is really good to see. I don't know what he plans on doing as a career once he leaves Belfast, but I think he should apply to be a circus clown at Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, because that was a definition of a circus catch, catching the ball over two defenders and juking a third for a touchdown. Your thoughts, Coach?
Oh, it was a great play by Caden. Ball's a little underthrown. He comes back. He high points the ball between two defenders. And then, like you said, made it an excellent cut and faked the third defender right out. And then just probably, once again, probably ran around a 45, 50-yard touchdown play. But come to expect that from Caden. Caden's a very gifted athlete. And so he can make those difficult catches look fairly routine.
Absolutely. Didn't have him last year with the elbow surgery. I didn't know a lot about him at the junior high level. Everything I was told was he was a stud. Now that he's healthy, he's certainly proven that. And very exciting to know that we've got Caden Bonham for the next 3 years. In terms of the defense, real quick, starting unit of Josh Fairbrother, your son, at one linebacker. Chris Fournier, the second leading tackle in our league last year at the other linebacker position. Both are playing well. Again, I said last week, you look at 7-on-7, it teaches you a lot of things about players you didn't know about. Josh has very good range, and his reading of the quarterback is great, as you saw him have his second interception of this young season, where he read the quarterback's eyes, jumped the route with the tight end coming across the middle for an interception. That was good to see. We've kind of had a rotating group at corner. Nobody's really kind of settled in quite yet and seized that starting corner position. But all four, five, six guys that we played all played very well. We went with the start with Drew Abalon at one corner. Caden Bonin, as we just talked about, at the other corner. Both played very well. Drew had a nice interception in his own right. And then you look at the secondary of Quentin Roberts, Keegan McGowan, and Rico Washington. Those guys are playing some outstanding football in the secondary. What do you think, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, I think they win an entire 7-on-7 game and they didn't give up a single touchdown, a single point. That's that speaks a lot in and of itself. They are all playing very, very well. Communication, we played a zone this past week. Communication between the linebackers and the cornerbacks about over the middle and the flats was very well. I heard Josh and Chris pass each other off a couple of times. Heard Josh and Caden pass off out in the flats a couple of times. Great communication. And, you know, communication is key in a lot of areas in life. And it's no different on the football field. If you talk to each other and encourage one another, good things tend to happen, and that's what happened Friday night with on the defensive side of the football.
Absolutely, and I got to give props to Logan Walsh, who's kind of taken the reins on the defensive coordinator position. That job was left vacant when Coach Rick Kelly decided not to coach with us this year. That door is always open for Coach Rick to return. You know how we both feel about Coach Rick Kelly. Coach, there's always a spot for him on staff. Hopefully we'll get him back next year. But Logan did an outstanding job making the calls. Yes, it's 7-on-7, but we're disguising things. We're sending in different coverages. We're rotating safeties. We're moving corners around. We're playing man. We're playing zone. We're playing off man. We're doing a lot, giving a lot of looks and making these teams think about what they got to do out there. And it's really fun to see.
Absolutely. Coach Walsh is a great guy to work with, great guy to coach with. He's doing a fantastic job. He brings a high level of energy to the football field, to football practice. And it's also a great positive that both he and Coach Potvin are teachers at Belfast High School. So he can check in on the kids during the day and keep them in line in school. And just, we're very fortunate to have Coach Walsh on our staff this year. Absolutely.
Absolutely, and I'm very proud of the job that Jamie Poppin's done so far in our staff. You know, he was kind of an unknown guy. The more I learned about him, the more I liked about him. It said in his yearbook in high school that his desires in life were to become a coach. And the fact that he is now coaching for the first time in his life, he told me after the game, of course, all the coaches are wearing masks. During the game, he told me that if he didn't have a mask on, I would have saw a grin from ear to ear because he was just having a blast out there calling plays and watching the guys make great, outstanding plays and scoring touchdowns. Your thoughts on Jamie Poppin so far, Coach?
He's been a great asset to in addition to the staff. He brings an energy. He brings an organization factor to us. He's done a good job with coming out, helping you come up with some of the plays for the offense, and very encouraging to the players. And like I said, with Coach Wallace, it's just an added benefit that he's in the high school every day teaching math class, so that you know, the kids know that somebody's checking in on them, but also they have some place that they can go and see a familiar face and get some encouragement if they need it. So great addition, great asset to the staff this fall. Absolutely.
Well said, Coach. My next question to you is, everybody knows we're playing on seven on seven right now. Tackle football has been pushed to the spring. How much do you take from 7-on-7? Obviously, it's more of a skill type environment with linebackers, corners, safeties, receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, tight ends. You know, the rules are what they are, but just your general thoughts on, you know, the positive things that you can take from a 7-on-7 type environment.
I think the biggest positive is that it's competition for the kids. You know, we've had several months here with the pandemic that we're going through, where they haven't been able to do a whole lot, and it gives them something to do after school, and it gives them a game to play on Friday night. And you can see, even though it's supposed to be touch, that the boys get pretty intense on Friday night. They take it very seriously. You know, on top of that, it's causing some of our linemen to stretch themselves and to maybe play positions that they're not comfortable with. That's only going to help them in the spring with footwork and quickness as guards, tackles, centers, defensive linemen, defensive ends. And so, like I told the boys tonight after practice, it's not what we expected, and it might not even be what we want. But let's make the most of it. Anything worth doing is worth doing right. And so let's make the most of it, give it 100%, and learn and get everything we can from it.
Absolutely. You know, the guys were into it 100%. Look at the bus ride home from Rockland the other night. You know, it felt like we won a real football game. Guys were happy. Guys were laughing. Guys were dancing. Guys were singing. We were having good conversations up front of the bus. And, yeah. You've heard me say it. I'll say it again. I don't care if it's tackle football, 7-on-7, or a game of tiddlywinks. You know, we've got the blue and gold on, and we're going to play another school. We're going there, and we're going there to compete, and we're going there to win. With that said, you know, we touched upon a lot of our seniors last week, Coach. There's a lot of guys that have been in our program now for a while. I want to talk about them a little bit and get your thoughts on each of these players now that you've spent over a year with them. And as I said, we went to the senior class last week. Let's start with the junior class. For me, it starts with QB1, Keegan McGowan. I think it's safe to say that he has earned the starting position at quarterback. He's got to hold on to it now. I've told the guys before, you know, when I went away to play college football, every year that I was there, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, there's 12 or 14 quarterbacks here in camp ready to take your job. And you got to continue to work. Don't miss practice. Do the right things, or there's somebody right behind you that wants to play. And I'm sure that you saw that at Colby. You know, you get a big crop of freshmen that come in every year. There's offensive linemen in there as well that want your job. Once you get it, you got to hold on to it. So far, he's done that. We've learned a lot about him as a defensive back. As you said, he is leading the team with interceptions. He had 4 touchdown passes the other night, 2 in the first game, gives him 6 on the year. So far, he's been one of the standouts on 7-on-7. Your thoughts on Keegan McGowan, Coach?
Keegan McGowan is a gifted athlete. You know, he's a better athlete than he gives himself credit for, doing a good job at quarterback. You know, could have become really frustrated on Friday night with some of the unfortunate incompletions that took place. And yet he stayed positive and did a good job and came out in the second half as an old gunslinger and just slinging the ball around and, you know, led us to a great victory on Friday night. And then also, you know, playing defensive back, you know, he didn't know in the beginning if he wanted to do that, didn't know if he'd be good enough to do that. And, man, he's a great center fielder back there. playing free safety and over the top. So just really, really happy at what Keegan has done this year, and have great expectations for spring football and then also for next fall, as he's only a junior. He's got one more year. And I think the offense is in good hands with Keegan McGowan at the helm.
Definitely. You know, I got here 3 years ago as the volunteer assistant. Keegan was a freshman, was around him a little bit as his freshman year. Spent the full year with him last year, coached him hard, coached him the way that it was taught to me on all the things that go into playing the quarterback position. And he's really, really responded to it. And I'm very, very proud of where Keegan is right now. And it's nice to know that we have him for the next 2 years. Moving on with that class, Quentin Roberts, much like your son, your family, a blessing for Quentin to come to our school, was a transfer last year, came in from the Hamden Academy area, started at safety for us last year, was in the rotation at running back, a good, good quality athlete, built to the core. There's not too many 16-year-old bodies that I see that look that way. If I had a body like that, I'd be down at Lincolnville Beach every day all summer long, and I promise you I wouldn't be working. I'd be out there laying out, catching rays. But he's just done a great job in our off-season workout program. He didn't do a winter sport, so he spent the winter with me in the weight room, and hasn't missed a practice, to my knowledge, all summer long and here into the fall. His hands have improved drastically. Still a little bit of work to do there. But when we strap it up for real, you see that switch that goes off inside his head. And when he gets that ball, he's ready to run the rock. And I can't wait to see him perform the next 2 years for the Belfast Lions. Your thoughts on Q, Coach?
Q is a good athlete, you know. Much like some of the linemen I said, you know, unfortunately, Q's skill set is geared more for tackle football, I think. He is a downhill runner. He likes to grab the ball. He likes to go in one direction. He likes to go hard, and he likes to go fast. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do in spring football and next fall as well. He is intense. He takes football very seriously. I've known Q a long, long time. I knew Q long before I became coach here at Belfast. I've watched him grow up. His mom and my sister-in-law are very good friends, so I've known Q for a number of years, and he's become a very good young man, very intense, and you know, and he is just a hard worker both on the football field and off the field to become, you know, the best human being that he can. And so I'm very proud of what Q has done, and I'm excited to see what Q is going to do in the future.
Absolutely. And he's another guy that I think can do a number of things for us. As far as I'm concerned, you can play him at backer. You could play him at safety. I would feel comfortable playing him at corner. You saw some of the coverage skills the other night. He's got the strength and the want, need, and desire to roll up and play defensive end. And then as a running back, you know, he's going to tote the rock for us. And you're seeing those hands continue to improve. Are they there? Are they where we want them to be right now? No. But if you look at the hands a year ago to where we are today, you see drastic improvement. And if he keeps working like he does, he doesn't stop. He keeps coming. He keeps working. He's got a chance to be special at the end of the day. Frankie Martin looks like a different human being than what I saw 3 years ago. In fact, he told me the other day that he used to be an offensive lineman. He's now lean. He's gotten himself in shape. He can run. You've seen the hands drastically improve as well. Again, much like Q, I still want to see more consistency and more improvement, but they have improved drastically. Frankie demonstrated to all of us that he will be physical on the football field, which found him playing a lot of special teams for us last year. We went up and played our JV game at Orno last year. He was the fullback, and he was putting lead blocks on people like we want him to. And when he gets there as a tackler, he generally gets there with bad intentions and wants to put somebody on the ground. Just a good football player, drastically improved, a definition of development, and he's not done developing. And I'm excited to have Frankie Martin for another 2 years. Your thoughts on Frankie Martin, Coach?
Frankie Martin is, in my opinion, one of the most improved football players on our football team this year. You know, if we were to give out a most improved from last fall to right now, he would be in my top two or three players on our team. He's a hard worker, and he does a great job for us. He plays some linebacker for us on Friday night, played a little bit of running back for us on Friday night, had a couple of catches, and I have high hopes for what Frankie's going to do in the spring and also next fall as a senior. I hope that he improves as much from his junior to his senior year as he has from his sophomore to his junior. If he does that, he's going to be a special football player next fall, Coach.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. He was another guy that was, spent some time in the weight room. Even though he was wrestling, he still found the time to come down there and get his work in. And I don't know what happened over the quarantine, but he dropped even some more weight and came in lean, fast, hungry. Sky's the limit for Frankie Martin. Moving on, Connor Fournier, another drastically improved football player. Small in stature, however, his heart is as big as the state of Maine. He got his first varsity action in any type of varsity setting on Friday night down in Oceanside. The speed, the quickness, the route running was all there. Had a couple go in and out of his hands that I know will motivate him to make the catch next time. What I like about him was he didn't let that, discourage himself, because he went out and we played him at some corner and he was playing some very good defense with his reads, his breaks on the ball, his aggressiveness. And here's another guy that's been in our system. And if you look at Connor Fournier a year ago and you look at him today, you see a much different football player. What do you think of Connor Fournier, Coach?
Absolutely, Coach. Connor Fournier gives unlimited effort. You know, he's pound for pound, excellent athlete. As you said, he's a little small in stature. Every time I see him, I tell him, make sure you eat another cheeseburger, Connor. Get a little bigger. But, I was happy for him on Friday night to get his first varsity action. Played very well on the defensive side of the football, I thought, Friday night. Made some quick reads, broke up a couple of passes, was in the right spot. Every time I watched, happy. And once again, as I said, for Frankie, for Connor, I hope he improves as much from his junior to his senior year as he has from last year to this year. If he does, he will be a very productive and very key member of our football team for this spring and in the fall as well.
Absolutely. It's good to see. Love Connor. Love his heart. A lot of people tell me they don't want to play football because they don't think they're big enough, or they don't think they're strong enough, or they don't think they got the talent. And then, Connor Fournier, when he reported to football his freshman year, weighed under less than 100 pounds. And he didn't use that as an excuse. He just went and didn't care what people said and worked his tail off, and he's got himself in position to give us some quality reps once we strap it up for real this spring. Moving on from Connor, Jackson LaPierre, another kid to me who looks drastically different physically. He got thick. He got stronger. His hands have drastically improved. He's made some excellent catches, not only in practice, but in the JV games. And quite frankly, his work was one of the reasons why he was one of the 18 that traveled with us down to Oceanside. And once he got onto the field, made a nice catch, as he's been doing in practice. Really good to see Jackson make that bus to go down to Oceanside, and also when we put him in the football game for him to make some plays. Your thoughts on Jackson LaPierre?
Jackson LaPierre left last spring, his freshman year, as a boy, and came back this fall as a young man, Coach. His body completely changed over the course of those 5 or 6 months. He looks like a football player now. He's got broad shoulders. He's got good hands. I'm excited to have him in tackle football in the spring and next fall as a tight end, put his hand in the dirt and get dirty and do some blocking, and then also sneak out of the passing route and make a few catches too. Great improvement. and excited that he's only a sophomore and has two more full years after this year to continue to grow and to become a better football player and a bigger contributor to the Belfast Lions football program.
Absolutely. He stays with it. He keeps working, and he's going to be a future star for the Belfast Lions. Rico Washington. Rico comes home. Rico was with us his freshman year. All of a sudden, he's not there. Last summer, at the end of our workouts, we were all heartbroken. He had a family emergency that he had to deal with down in the state of Louisiana, where his mother lives. Spent the year with her down there. There was a medical thing going on down there and caused Rico to leave our program. Lucky enough to get Rico back. I love the kid as a person. And I really feel like this environment and community is a really good thing for Rico. He's starting in the secondary for us in 7-on-7. He's one of the seven out there that hasn't given up a touchdown yet. Has had an opportunity to pick the ball off, but it was third and long or fourth and long and did the right thing and swatted the ball down. So we had better field position at the line of scrimmage. So he's a smart football player. Long, good range, good footwork, good speed. Good instincts, developed as a receiver, no doubt. We still got some work to do there, but he's drastically improving in that department. But, you know, if he keeps staying the course that he's on, I definitely see him as a starter on defense for the Belfast Lions. Give me your thoughts on Rico Washington.
A very good athlete. You know, I coming into Belfast last year as an assistant coach, I didn't know Rico until this fall, and he came in late this fall, too. He came in just about the time that school started. And so we've been working for 6 or 7 weeks during the summer. So I haven't spent a lot of time with Rico, but from my first observations, very good athlete. He's tall, long arms, not afraid of contact. Looking forward to, you know, just to see what he can do when we do get the tackle. But right now, as you said, he's got great speed. He's a great safety net back there at safety for our front four in the zone that we ran Friday night. Covers a lot of ground quickly and is able to read the ball, read the quarterback, and knock down passes. And so Rico is definitely a blessing that he was able to come back to the Belfast area and be part of our program again.
Absolutely. He's another guy I think we can play at multiple positions. I see linebacker, I see safety, I see defensive end. I wouldn't put it past him to play some corner for us if we needed to. His freshman year, we went down and played at Booth Bay. It was the first win for the Lions in 2 years, I believe. And as a freshman, was the leading tackler that day and put some big hits on people. And the fact that he did that as a freshman was really, really, really impressive. And it just made me think, you know, what's this guy going to do as an upperclassman, as a junior and senior? He's there now as a junior. And I'm just ready to see him put his best foot forward and play some outstanding football for the Belfast Lions. Welcome home, Rico Washington. With that said, we're going to take a quick break. This is WBFY 100.9 local FM. And you can hear us anywhere in the world online, BelfastCommunityRadio.org. We're just going to take a couple quick moments to take a break, and we'll be right back with you.
Once again, you're listening to WBFY, 100.9 FM, Belfast, Maine.
To help slow the spread of COVID-19, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings, especially when other physical distancing measures are difficult to maintain.
Physical distance means 6 feet apart, about 2 arm lengths from other people who are not from your household. You are required to wear face mask coverings in public places where physical distance is difficult to maintain, as recommended by CDC.
The current state guidelines in place are designed to keep you and our frontline employees safe and us in business. Please be kind as we do our best to adapt and serve you.
Together with your help, we can keep Belfast a safe location to visit, shop, eat, and spend time with your family.
You just heard the word from Belfast Mayor Eric Sanders, Belfast Public Health Nurse Susan Dupler, also Corey Chase, the owner of Darby's, and Ryan Otis of Rowley's. We at WBFY would also like to encourage you to do the considerate thing and wear a mask.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Belfast Adult Education, offering year-round full-time programs serving adults age 16 and older in Waldo County, providing training and courses in business skills, college transitions, GED and high school completion, literacy, and personal enrichment, online at belfast.maineadulted.org.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Coach Brian Goff here with the assistant head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Art Fairbrother. We're finishing up part two of our conversation previewing the 2020 Belfast Lions. And we're going to jump right back into the players that we want to talk about and give their due airtime to. The next player I'd like to talk about, Coach, is Drew Abalon. As we mentioned in our first show, we both recruited very heavily. We tried to identify athletes in the school that we thought that would be good football players. The first time I laid eyes on Drew, I was at a basketball game as a spectator last winter. He immediately jumped out off the court at me, literally. His jumping ability has got to be one of the best on the team. His speed, lateral quickness, and change of direction is upper echelon for high school athletics. I saw it on the basketball court. I could just, you know, think in my head of what he could do on the football field. Once he did commit, he has not disappointed. You've seen the athletic ability in practice. And for him to go out there versus Oceanside on Friday night and get his first live look in a varsity-type football setting, for him to have a touchdown for the Lions and also to have an interception for the Lions, you saw what a good football player this guy can be. Your thoughts on Drew Abalon?
Yeah, great athlete. When he jumps, he almost appears like he's floating through the air. He has very good hang time. I saw that when he went up for a couple of catches there last Friday night in the first quarter, first half. I can't remember exactly when. But, yeah, it was a great recruiting job by you, Coach, to get Drew to come play football this fall. He's got speed to burn. Excited to watch him on the outside. You almost can't overthrow Drew. You know, if Keegan just throws it up there, Drew can pretty much run underneath it. Made a couple of good reads, had the one interception, had a couple more nice breaks on the ball to break up a couple of passes. Just a really good football player, and excited about the fact that he's only a junior. We got him for the rest of this year and next fall as well. So looking forward to great things from Drew Abalon.
Absolutely. You know, you always think about this year's team, but sometimes you get daydreaming about what next year's team's going to look like. And I feel very confident with the younger players that we have in our system now that they're working hard. They know what the expectation is. They're being coached up every single day. They're all getting better. And I think the future's bright for not only a lot of our other Lions, but especially Drew Abalon. Great having him part of the team. I know his parents well. His mother was a stud field hockey player back in the day. His uncle played football with me at Belfast, was a starting running back for the Lions. And I think it's that Smith gene, to be quite frank with you, because his uncle was probably the fastest player on the team back then when we played. And now Drew here's Drew 30 years later, and he's doing the same thing on our team. So just great having him part of the team. Great kid, very competitive, and I can't wait to continue to watch him develop. This next player, I'm very proud of this next player, Coach. He's really come a long way on a personal level. He's another guy that's gotten himself into shape. His attendance has been much, much, much better. Still want to, you know, work on him being there even more so. This player that I'm talking about is Hunter LeBlanc. Your reports to me from working with the bigs all summer long was Hunter was standing out in group work. And he's a stronger kid than I gave him credit for. And you get a body that's thick and wide and compact like that, and you focus all your energy into that compact body, as I just talked about, he can come off the ball and he can move people. What do you think of Hunter LeBlanc?
You know, Hunter LeBlanc was definitely in the running for for getting some serious playing time at offensive tackle this fall. He is probably one of my other two or three most improved football players from last year to this year. It's not even the same young man. It doesn't seem like standing on the football field at practice as it was last fall. He's there every night, practices hard, gives good effort, and just really proud of the improvement that Hunter has made. And Hunter will be a key part of the Belfast Lions football program for the next couple of years.
Definitely. If he keeps improving, like you said, he's not only going to start, but he's going to excel on that offense and defensive line. This next player is a perfect word, a perfect example of development. We got him in as a freshman last year. His name is Gavin Young. I saw Gavin during the summertime, asked him if he was going to be playing football. It was shortly thereafter I was named head football coach. His response to me was he didn't know yet. Well, whatever changed his mind and made him play, I'm glad that it did, because from that point to where we are today, you see a darn good football player who's improved in every phase of the game. You could play Gavin at multiple positions. He's another guy that I point to, that I tell the younger players, the more you can do, the more you can help this football team. You could play him at receiver. You could play him at corner. You could play him at safety. He's the backup quarterback. If he had to go in there and sling the rock around, I'd feel comfortable with Gavin doing so. And this guy's just continued to work hard, get better. And in his first varsity action the other night at Rockland, in any type of varsity setting, showed he belonged. Still want to work through the wetness and from a catching standpoint, but when we put him out there at corner, young Gavin Young was flat out making plays and was playing with some swagger. Your thoughts on Gavin, Coach?
Gavin Young is a very good football player, very good athlete. He's also a wrestler, placed at the States last year as a freshman at 119 pounds. And so he's got great athletic ability. One of my favorite Gavin Young stories is last year, our JV quarterback wasn't at practice one day, and we needed to run scout team for the varsity defense. And looking around, didn't have anybody had any quarterback experience. And I looked at Gav and said, "Gavin, can you give me a look?" And he went out there and he ran the offense very admirably for not having taken a snap or not having done anything. He's willing to do anything I ask him to do, and he is a good football player and a good athlete. Only a sophomore this year, so you know, this year plus two more years after this, Gavin Young has a very bright future at Belfast Area High School.
Absolutely, and every time I see Gavin, I can't help but think of his daddy, Kenny. Kenny and I played high school football together here at Belfast over 30 years ago. Kenny was a couple of years older than me, but when I was a freshman and sophomore and he was the junior and senior, we did play 2 years of ball together. And to have it come full circle and see his son out there on the football field making plays and getting better, just like his daddy did 30 years ago, it's a good, good thing to see. Moving on, Caden Bonin, we did talk about him a little bit during the breakdown of the Oceanside game. Again, had surgery last year, didn't have him in, which was disappointing. Everything I'd heard about him was a really good football player. He hit the ground running on July 6th when we started our summer workout program, had near perfect attendance. Another guy that you can play at multiple positions. I think his best is receiver and corner. That's where we've been playing him so far in 7-on-7. He started both ways the other night and more than showed he belonged. Had tight coverage, had the circus catch touchdown. And there's more reps in his future if he keeps staying the path of working hard and showing up and doing the things we ask him to do. And you're going to see Caden Bonin on the football field a lot once we strap it up for real. What do you think of Caden?
Like I already said, Coach, he's an excellent athlete. We were doing a little scrimmaging tonight at practice, 7-on-7, and a quarterback saw someone wide open over the middle, threw the ball. And Caden came from a cornerback position, probably 25 yards away, and knocked the ball away. And the quarterback's like, "I didn't even see you coming." And Caden's like, "No, but I saw where you were throwing it." And just had the ability to and the speed and the quickness to make up some ground and make a very good defensive play. I have great confidence that whatever Caden wants to do, Caden will be able to do very well. So if he sets his mind to it, and I think he has, he's going to be an excellent football player for Belfast and an excellent wrestler for Belfast for the next several years.
Amen to that. And I can't wait to watch his career continue to unfold. Had the setback with the injury like we talked about, but now that he's healthy, he's on the right path and he's going to be a darn good athlete for the Belfast Lions. Monty Ford, someone I went after very hard in the recruiting process, did not play last year. Several reasons attributed to that. Not enough time to get into that, and it doesn't really matter because he's here now. That's all that really does matter. His daddy won an award when he played at John Baps back in the day for never missing a practice. Monty's embodied that. He's been there every single practice he's needed to be there, and has continued to work. There's some work to do in terms of development. So far, we've seen that development take form. Is he a finished product? No. But if he keeps showing up like his daddy did at John Baptist every single practice all those years ago, he keeps doing the same things, he's going to be a future starter on the offense and defensive line for the Belfast Lions. And nobody knows more about Monty's development than you from working with the offensive line and defensive line every day. Talk a little bit about Monty Ford's development since he's been with us since July 6th.
Oh, he's a completely different football player than he was in July. When he came in July, he didn't know what a stance was. Now he knows how to line up, knows the plays. You know, unfortunately for many of my linemen, the 7-on-7 league is not really suited for their skill set. And so he's not getting a lot of reps right now as far as playing that way is, but every day he's in practice. And I guess the biggest compliment that you could ever pay an athlete, in my opinion, is that they're coachable. And Monty Ford is coachable. If he does something wrong and I pull him aside and try to show him what to do right, he does his very best to mimic and copy and do exactly what I showed him to do. And that's all you could ask for from a young man. He's got the body of a guard and a defensive end. And if he continues to work hard and lift and practice, he's going to be a key contributor to the Belfast Lions offensive and defensive line in the coming future. Absolutely, Coach.
I like his attitude as well. He's what we're looking for. He comes to practice. He's there early. He works hard. He'll keep his mouth shut. He'll do anything you ask him to do. He wants to get better. He encourages his teammates. Doesn't say a lot, but when he does say something, it's something really positive. There's just a lot of things to like about Monty Ford, and I can't wait to watch him get better and grow as a football player. A lot of the same things I feel about Tommy Littlefield. I didn't have to recruit Tommy. Tommy came to me. Him and his dad searched me out and said Tommy wants to join the football team shortly after our season ended last year. I said the best thing Tommy can do is get into our winter workout program. In terms of attendance, I would have to say Tommy Littlefield was the number one attendance getter, if you will, for the winter workout program in a weight room. Never missed a day. And then we got sent home due to COVID, as everybody else did. But when July 6th rolled around, there was Tommy first in line, hardly ever misses a practice, works hard. And again, you know, after I talk to you at the end of practice and ask you what's going on with the offensive line, a lot of the times you tell me Tommy Littlefield was a standout. Talk a little bit about Tommy Littlefield and his development with the Belfast Lions.
Tommy Littlefield has great heart. And once again, as with much the same with Monty, Tommy is very coachable. Anything I ask him to do, he'll try. He'll do it the best of his ability, has a great attitude, and has greatly improved from summer to fall. And, you know, I see a great future for Tommy Littlefield and the Belfast football program. Another young man that's got the body of an offensive guard and a defensive end, you know, just, you know, and that just kind of, you can kind of pick them out as an offensive lineman. You can look at somebody and you can look at their framework and their footwork and say, that's a tackle, that's a guard, that's a center. You know, Tommy is a guard in the making. He's going to be a very good football player for us. He also took on the challenge of trying to be a long snapper. Our long snapper this year is my son Josh, who's a senior, and so that means we're going to be looking for a new one next year. And Tommy said, "I'd like to develop and become the long snapper next year when Josh graduates." And took the coaching points very well, and has done very well. He's a very good long snapper. So, you know, just he, like you said with Monty, Tommy is the kind of young man that we're looking for Belfast football. Very respectful, hard worker. Just does everything you ask him to do.
Well said, Coach. Love being around Tommy. Great kid, hard worker. Another guy that just does anything he asks to do, has a great attitude, and works his tail off. So we want more players like that. And hopefully if there's some free agents out there that are listening to this right now, as we said in the last show, our door is always open. We want to add talent to this football team and give you some of the best experience that you can have and memories that you will create at this early stage in your life that you'll take with you 20, 30, 40 years down the road and never, ever, ever forget. Trust me, Coach Art Fairbrother and myself are living proof of that. Moving on to our freshman class, really excited about this class as a whole. There's numbers, there's size, there's talent, there's speed. There's just about everything. I keep telling this class, if you guys stay together and work for 4 years, you got an opportunity to be special. And for me, Coach, you know, let's just get into some of the standouts so far. Petey Lovejoy is a very talented football player. To me, doesn't look like a freshman. I think back to when I was a freshman, I was 5'5", 105 pounds, and didn't belong anywhere near a varsity football field. Petey's just the opposite. He's about 5'11", I'd say 165, 175 pounds. Built, spends a lot of time in the weight room, has big hands. If you put his hand up next to mine, he's got a mitt that he can just catch the ball with one hand out of the air. I can't do that. Never could. Is fast. Does all the things you ask to do. He's coachable. He can play running back. He could play anything. Tight end, receiver, corner, safety, linebacker, defensive end. This guy keeps on the path of working hard and doing the right things on and off the field. He flat out has a chance to be special. What do you think of Petey Lovejoy, Coach?
Excellent football player. Not good young man. Petey spends quite a bit of time at my house with my youngest son. You know, he's here at least 1 or 2 days a week, and I enjoy being around him. He definitely has confidence. I'll give him that. He believes in his ability, and he's not afraid to tell you that. But on the football field, made a great catch Friday night down to Oceanside on the sideline. You know, in the first half when everybody was struggling and there was a lot of drop balls, Petey Lovejoy caught one on the sideline on that scoring drive at the end of the second quarter. Done a good job on defense as well. Big, he's strong, he's fast, but he's also quick, man. He's got great change of direction, and the sky's the limit for Pete Lovejoy when it comes to the football in Belfast High School. And on top of that, he's a very good student in the high school as well. Takes all honors classes and just a good young man.
Well said. Moving on, as we wrap things up, we got about 10 minutes here. I want to make sure we get to all the players. Eli Behu, Mr. Reliable's little brother. He's a freshman as well. We took 18 players with us down to Oceanside. He was one of the 18. That's a win in its own right. Got down there, got under the field at his first career catch at the varsity and high school level. That was good to see. That will only bring out more confidence in young Eli. As a freshman, you look at the size. He really transformed since I saw him over the winter. We got sent home in March. I see him in July. He looked like a different human being. They got a weight room in the basement, from what I understand. They never stopped working. He's got great hands. Every time I'd come down from working with the varsity kids, I'd ask you all last week who's standing out. Eli Behu was right at the top of your list. And quite frankly, those reports to me were a big reason why he made the a roster of 18 players that traveled with us down to Oceanside. And just a great kid, like his brother is, you know, keeps his mouth shut, shows up to work on time, works hard, does anything you ask him to do. And the fact that we've got young Eli for the next 4 years, it's very, very exciting. Your thoughts on Eli Vaihu?
Good kid, good athlete, works hard, and has great potential. And, you've already said, but this freshman class has a lot of ability, a lot of potential. They just need to continue to work hard and get in the weight room and do the right thing on and off the field. And they're going to be a special group. Eli is a good football player. About all I got to say, Coach.
Amen. Curtis Littlefield, another guy I recruited. I saw him playing a junior high basketball game. For a guy his size, he was really light on his feet. You could tell that he, had the mental makeup, was a smart basketball player out there. All those things to me said this guy could be a good football player. He's been playing quarterback for us. He's a pitcher in baseball, so he's got a good arm. He's learning the position. He's doing good things out there. And he's got some size. He's got some height. Let's see how he develops and what he looks like over the next couple of years. But if he gets a couple more inches in height, that's going to serve him well. I already said he threw a nice ball. He's improved with the footwork. It's good to have Curtis Littlefield as part of the Belfast Lions. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. From July to today, totally different player. Doing a much better job of making his reads, doing his pre-snap reads, not always telegraphing where he's going to throw the ball, but looking the defensive off and making the right call and the right throw. Just really, really excited to see what he can develop and become over the course of the next 3 years or 4 years. I guess he's a freshman this year. So the next 4 years, great potential there for Curtis to become a very good football player for Belfast.
Absolutely. Cayman Weatherington, another young man who looks like a receiver all day long, defensive back. He came up a lot last winter, worked with me in the weight room. Got a little bit stronger, threw the ball around a little bit with the guys, and he's improved big time as well. He's another guy that, if the group can stay together, I think to myself 3 or 4 years down the road, he's a starter both ways if he keeps working the way that he does. A couple of quick comments on Cayman.
Good young man, fast, very, very, very fast, very quick, very good defensive back, good receiver, great potential, very respectful. If you speak to him, sorry, Coach, I didn't mean to do that. Just a really good kid. So got great, high expectations for Cayman in the coming years. Absolutely.
Right now, I look at an offensive line of Hunter Knight, Joey Davis, Tanner Carson, James Whiting, and Quinn Gobin. Four of the five have great size. Another one has good size, but speed. I see him as a pulling guard. If this group stays together, they could be special. Your thoughts overall on those five men as a freshman offensive line?
Great potential there. Quinn Gobin has been one of the most improved linemen during the last 3 or 4 months that we've been together doing drills. James Whiting is a big young man with good athletic ability, got a great future in front of him. Joey Davis has speed to burn for an offensive lineman. He would be your pulling guard. Hunter Knight has great size and does everything I ask him to do. And Tanner Carson is the center of that group, and he's got the potential to be a very good center as well. Have high hopes for that line if they will get in the weight room and get stronger and just continue to do the right thing on and off the field. I know I've said that a lot, but you got to make good choices on and off the field. If they will do that, great potential in that group of young men for the offensive line.
You said it at our last show, Coach, a senior-led line this year. Well, with that said, their spots opened up galore next year. So if this group puts a year working in the weight room, you're going to see a lot of them on the football field sooner rather than later. And I hope they're listening. I know you're going to keep pushing them. I'm going to do it. And the future is bright for that group.
Absolutely.
Rounding out our last few players, Teddy Dyer showed some ability as a quarterback, receiver, and DB. And Dustin Boynton has showed some ability as a DB, tight end, slash receiver. Your quick thoughts on them, Coach?
Teddy Dyer, great young man, hard worker, great potential. Good quarterback, good defensive back, makes great reads on the ball. Dustin Boynton, good athlete, needs to stop thinking and just become more fluid. Very good speed for Dustin, very good speed, great potential for both of those young men. And I know I've said it a lot, but this freshman class does have the potential to be very, very good if they hit the weight room and just continue to improve and continue to work hard. There could be a lot of wins in the Belfast Lions football future.
Last player I'm going to mention is Andrew Fairbrother, your youngest son, who's a freshman. In your entire life, Coach, only 1 year will you have both sons on the same football field together at the high school level. As far as I'm concerned, Andrew's definitely right there at the top of my list, or definitely in the conversation as being one of the most improved football players. Like brother Josh, very, very versatile, has improved in very, very many ways on the football field. He can catch the ball better. He can throw the ball better than anybody knew. As a DB, he's communicating. He's got length. He's a very, very good athlete. I'm excited to see what he can do in the next 3 years if he stays with it, because if he does and he improves the way that I've seen him improve since July 6th, he could be a standout football player. Your thoughts on your son?
Absolutely. Andrew's a good athlete. I'll say it here. Andrew's probably a better athlete than his older brother, Josh. Just needs to keep working. He's got height on his sides, He's got a competitive spirit on his side. And he has improved a lot. He's got way better hands than I realized. I watch him in practice, and he catches everything near him. And I didn't realize that he had those kind of hands. And so I'm proud of all my boys, proud of Andrew, and just have high hopes for him if he just sticks with it and keeps working, keeps lifting, gets stronger and faster. Andrew has a great future in front of him.
Absolutely. And that rounds out our freshman class. If you guys are listening, stay together. You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. Stay together. Keep working hard. Do everything you can over these next 4 years. And then look back after 4 years from now and say, I gave it everything I had. And look at what that finished product looks like. And take it from two coaches who have been around football for a long time. You guys could be special if you stay together. Coach, I appreciate you coming on the show. Looking forward to Friday night. We've got Mountain View coming to town at Bryant Stadium. It is senior night. We will honor our seniors. We will play a football game against our crosstown rival in Waldo County. I don't know about you, Coach. It's Monday, but I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take on Mount View at Bryant Stadium. I know you are too. And I can't wait to get out there and coach with you again on Friday night. And I appreciate you coming on the show, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Great honor to be here. And I am looking forward to Friday night. You know, it's just something special about Friday night football in Maine, whether we get pads on or not, it's still a game. And we're going to step on the field. If we're going to step on the field, we might as well win the game while we're there.
I couldn't have said it any better, Coach. I appreciate you again coming on, Coach. You have a great night, and I'll see you at practice.
Thank you. You too, Coach. See you later.
Thank you.
Support for Belfast Community Radio comes from our listeners and from Waldo County Healthcare, serving the healthcare needs of Waldo County residents through Waldo County General Hospital, five rural health centers, home health and hospice services, public health nursing, physicians' offices, and educational programs. Online at wcgh.org.